Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final hour of the program. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. And wow, what a catch.
Let's go! Catch
by Brian Thomas.
What was that, a 40-yarder?
Long. I mean, I'll tell you what, it knocked him out at like the 20-yard line. Still 54 seconds left.
Trevor Lawrence just threw a prayer up there, and Brian Thomas comes down with it.
And he just mistimed the Jalen Watson. Way to go there, Jalen.
Set up how this even happened with the kickoff, though.
Well, yeah, thanks a lot, Harrison Butker, you butt kiss of a kicker this year. Last few years, he's been one of the best kickers in the NFL, and this year he's been an absolute tram sham ockery. He's missed 4 kicks, including 2 extra points. Then he decided, let's go ahead and just kick it out of bounds and give him the ball at the 40-yard line. And so right now at the 24-yard line.
The Chiefs had taken a lead on a Kareem Hunt touchdown. They were up by 4 with about a minute 45 on the clock.
Yeah.
And the ensuing kickoff, Butker kicks out of bounds. So the Jags start at the 40. First couple plays, they don't get anywhere. Trevor Lawrence tries to make something happen. And then a prayer on 3rd and long, and Brian Thomas Jr. comes down with it. The Jags are down.
Jalen Watson, once again. I guess they're just picking on whoever Jalen Watson is covering, because that's exactly what's happening right now. And so, this Chiefs defense, which has been solid for the most part, just getting marched right down the field on. So
Jags down by 4 with 48 seconds left. Now, some would say maybe don't try to score yet, because that leaves time for the Chiefs. And
Have all 3 timeouts left, too.
If you're Blake, please don't score yet, because this will hurt my fantasy football, because Kelsey has a chance to get points. So this game is going to be coming down to the wire. But a little bit of rewind at the top of the hour. We just gave our PPR rankings. For
we did.
And we have the recipients of both number one votes from me and from you on the mic
on the ballots.
And I would love to hear y'all's reaction. I guess since I'm talking, I'll go to Trevor first. How's it feel being 1 on my ballot and 2 on Fred's?
I'm very thankful that I get to be number one by you. So genuinely, like, that's really feels really good. Thank you. I enjoyed our hour on Friday, and I joined our 4 hours total between both of you. Screw you, Fred, for making me number 3 anyway.
He did have you 3, right?
Yeah, he did.
I said 2.
Did.
And preseason 3s have fallen too, so just putting that out there.
But anyway, I appreciate the time. I appreciate it, you know. But also, Dylan and I are shaking our heads because we're gonna have to fight, and it's gonna be great.
What would be your statement to yourself on what you feel like you've improved on the most and things that need improvement?
The things that Dylan
Play
does really
the Jaguars,
well.
Jaguars, by the way, they're going back 5 yards.
This, if you guys are wondering, Fred is just doing play by play, some in his head, some on the mic, and just watching the game. Continue, Trevor.
I love what Dylan does really well is producing really well. And that's what I want to get better. So I think that's something that I think I've gotten a lot better in. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, I don't know, I think I'm all right on the mic at least.
There you go.
So absolutely.
I want to got a lot better. Know it, so
I see more and more confidence.
Reads have gotten a lot better.
I've seen more and more confidence every time you get on the mic, Trevor. So let's show some love to Trevor on the text line. The show wouldn't be possible without the producers who get all the audio for us, make things sound crispy. So shout out to them. 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. That's where you can show some love to the guys that make it happen. Dylan, your response to being 2 on my list, number 1 on Fred's list.
It's a good spot to be in, but you got to keep the work up, you know?
That's it.
You can't just get complacent. That's just who I am, honestly.
Is that
Schottenheimer?
I don't
want to be complacent, so.
That's it.
Work hard every day.
That's why he's number one.
He didn't start off with, right, oh, that's there. A great question answer. For
I think that was Brian Schottenheimer.
Did he just answer a question? Did he answer a question in his own answer? Love it.
And then what is something you feel like you're doing well, and what's something you want to work on?
Oh, I think I do well. When you ask for audio, I think I grab it quickly.
Yes.
And do well. Yeah,
you do.
I've gotten better on the mic, I think.
Yes.
I think that's one of the biggest things, more comfortable.
There you go. So, yeah. You know what? And I meant to text you yesterday because I heard your little ending salvo on the Sunday Night Football game. After the game, after the Patriots and or no, not the not. I'm sorry. No, it was Miami and Florida State.
What happened?
It was Miami and Florida State.
Oh, that thing.
Our outreach.
What did he do?
Did you do an outreach?
Oh, there's a flag.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh.
What was your salvo?
I did a little read after the Miami Florida State game.
Yeah,
I guess Fred thought it was good.
How long was this read?
Like 30 seconds.
30? You did a 30-second outro?
It was probably 20 seconds.
Okay, I was
20, 30 seconds. And just telling you the score, and then tomorrow we had the Cowboys and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys sharing that. Let us know who you have in your PPR Fan After Dark rankings. If you missed the Mavericks game, they won 106-89. First preseason game of the year. It was at the Dickies Arena. The starters only played in the first half. Cooper Flagg's stat line went as follows. He played 14 minutes, gave you 10 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. He was a +8 in the box score, 3 of 6 on the field, 2 of 3 from 3, and both threes looked super confident. ISO just leveling up. I think Cooper Flagg is looking like a star in the making. He made both of his free throws and had 0 turnovers, a 72.7 true shooting percentage from your boy Cooper Flagg.
But
in his
Trevor
first,
Lawrence just had the craziest touchdown you've ever seen. He fell on the ground, got up, and still scored.
I actually I don't like this because now the Chiefs have 30 seconds, and I'm decently confident that
there's a flag on the play.
It's probably going to be some kind of celebration because it came pretty, pretty late. Unless it's something pulling him back. Fred is hoping it's something pulling him back. Fred is in complete despair right now watching this game.
I mean,
and it's holding on the Chiefs. The Chiefs were holding. Trevor Lawrence falls. He still gets in the end zone.
He falls on the ground. It looks like he's struggling to get up, and he just got up, broke a tackle, and walked in the end zone.
Walked in the end zone?
Well, he more of a try, and then he dove at the last second.
He dove in the end zone at the end there.
Some other contributors from the Dallas Mavericks: Dwight Powell, 12 minutes, gave you 7.7 rebounds. PJ Washington, in 14 minutes, gave you 14 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. He was balling. He was 4 of 9 from the field. He went 0 for 2 from the 3-point strike, but 6 of 7 from the charity strike. So shout out to PJ. To me, this was my player of the game. I knew Cooper was going to ball. Max Christie, who played 15 minutes, gave you 12 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. He was 50% from the 3-point line, or from the field goal percentage, 0 of 2 from the 3-point line, 6 of 6 at the charity strike. The one thing that I noticed from this Mavericks team watching this first preseason game, they were backdoor cutting all game long. And I love this new intensity with the Dallas Mavericks offense. They're pushing the ball down the floor. They're getting quickly into their sets. It was a preseason game. It's against the Thunder. It's second string. But you still see, I think, the mentality and the thought process of how they want to play basketball. If you're wondering about Anthony Davis, he played in 16 minutes. Obviously, like I said, they only played in the first half. He gave you 7 points, 7 rebounds, and an assist. He shot 60% from the field, 1 of 2 from three, and didn't shoot a free throw. No player from the starting lineup had more than one turnover. D'Angelo Russell did have 2 turnovers. D'Angelo, in 15 minutes, gave you 5 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and he was a +5 in the box score. He went 1 of 3 on his field goals, and that was a 3-pointer, hit both of his free throws. Jaden Hardy, your thoughts, Fred. 22 minutes, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. 4 of 13 from the field for Jaden Hardy. The next closest as far as field goals attempted was PJ Washington, who went 4 of 9.
I don't know if he's listening, but I'm listening, Blake.
I don't know why he's in his feelings. They have a chance to win.
The Chiefs just got a penalty on the kickoff.
Another flag. Are you?
I think you might have to turn off his mic because he might start cussing. Either way, Derek Lively, 16 minutes, 4 points and 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal and a block for him. He looked real active around the rim. He was a +17. He went 2 of 4 from the field. Didn't attempt the 3, So no three-pointer by our boy Derek Lively. Klay Thompson in 15 minutes gave you 5 points and two rebounds. He went 2 of 8 from the field. We 1 of 5 from three. So a little bit of rust from Yacht Thompson, especially from behind the arc. He did have a turnover in tonight's game. Najee Marshall, not the greatest showing as far as the stats go. 15 minutes, two rebounds, excuse me, 2 points, three rebounds, two assists, a 16 plus or minus. He went 0 of 3 from the field and did not hit his three-pointer that he attempted. So an overall, I think, great game from the Mavs' first preseason game. They blow out the Thunder. They're playing their second team. But you saw the offensive intensity, pushing the ball down the court. You also saw the defensive intensity. You've seen Cooper Flagg making backside blocks. You're seeing them push it down the floor. You're seeing Anthony Davis get some weak side blocks as well. I thought Cooper and Max Christie had great point of attack defense. I'm really interested, Tolos, who becomes the point of attack defense like guy for the Dallas Mavericks this year. I think it's going to be Max Christie. To me, the way he's playing, I feel like he's earning himself minutes. He's intense. He's cutting to the rim.
I would be him and Cooper Flagg.
I think Cooper Flagg is in the starting lineup is going to be that guy, and I think Max Christie can be that guy off the bench. I think Max Christie is going to be the player that plays himself into the most minutes. I think what the minutes he starts with at the beginning of the season, he will have the biggest disparity in a good way from getting more minutes. Who do you think for you, Fred? What player do you think can play themselves into more minutes? I got Max Christie as my guy.
I mean, look, I think he's your best perimeter defender right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think he's getting talked about enough. Like, I think he could be a starter for you when it comes playoff time. Oh, I would not be surprised if he's your fifth
starter.
I think
he absolutely could. I mean, and I think what we kind of get blinded by is...
Final play from the Chiefs. So if you hear Fred stop talking, it's because they just scored.
Great of a start as he had to start the year, to start his tenure with the Dallas Mavericks last year, you know, he kind of fizzled out there at the end, right? Like, he ran out of gas.
Agreed.
Because he started off like gangbusters. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better start from him, but he just couldn't keep it up the way he was knocking down shots. I mean, hell, he was scoring 17, 18, 20 points a game for the first, you know, month or whatever it was of the season. And, of course, you know, he was doing it in the shadow of... A fan base that was literally in Hollywood Brown. If you got cut tomorrow, I'd be okay with it. I'll say this real quick. I got it. The Chiefs are going to lose this game. You got to put some respect on Trevor Lawrence's name.
I might have tonight. I haven't watched the game that intensely.
All I'm going to say is this. And look, that last drive, I mean, Trevor Lawrence willed this team on that last drive. I can't say enough about Trevor Lawrence for what he did on that last series.
And the Jags defense that led the league in takeaways with 13 coming into this game. Led the league in takeaways with 13, and they had played obviously the least amount of games with the Chiefs because they had only played 4 coming into it. And now they have – have they gotten multiple, or was it the pick six the only one?
I think the pick six was the only one, but that's all you needed.
14 turnovers the Jags have forced on defense this year. I haven't really heard anybody talking about that.
Yeah, they put the graphic. That's the most in the NFL. They also showed last season they had 9 in total.
So you've already got 4 more than you had all of last year, and you're only into week 5. The Jags – Speaking of accountability, Blake might have been wrong.
I told you Liam Cohen was a difference maker.
I believe in Liam
Cohen.
I just didn't believe in Trevor Lawrence. But I like Liam Cohen. And I believe in Travis Hunter, but I did not believe in Trevor Lawrence. They're already celebrating on the sideline. But it looks like the Jags are going to be 4-1.
A lot of 80-yard plays in the playbook.
I just hope this doesn't go to Kelce.
Yeah, they got to score a touchdown. I mean, you're not getting a field goal with 3 seconds left.
Now, Dylan, I think we have some more audio that we did not play in the first two segments. So Patrick Mahomes, I think literally just, I didn't get to the end zone. That's game. Let's go. Okay, we're out of here. Some audio we didn't get to in the first segment. Pick your favorite one, spin the wheel, and we'll react to it.
Okay, we'll go with Shoddy talking about Javonte Williams after his monster game.
A physical play style. Certainly jumps off the film. The quickness and the one-cut ability to make people miss. If there's one knock on Javonte, you'd say that, you know, hey, he doesn't maybe have the long, long, long speed. But, you know, again, it was really cool for him to have his longest run of his career yesterday. It was a hell of a run. Defensive end closed, and he was unblocked. And he has the strength to pull through that and then the pad level. But, no, we never really compared him to anybody. He's his own player, but I will say, and I think I've said this before, I am not surprised by how well he's playing. We saw it in training camp.
And really, you go back, you look at the Denver film, there was a lot of those same type plays that, you know, were on the film. Just, you know, when you're sometimes coming back from an injury, it takes you a little bit longer, especially at that position.
I love him taking a shot at Javonte. Doesn't have the long speed now. We all know that in this locker room, but I'm glad he got a big run. I think we've all been surprised by Javonte Williams. If you guys have not checked this, the Cowboys are number two in the entire NFL on success rate on runs. Did not think those words would be coming out of my mouth this season. With a backup O-line. With four backup O-linemen and Javonte Williams.
I'm going to press pause on the backup O-line. Look. Brock Hoffman would be starting on 20 other NFL teams.
Bald.
TJ Bass would be starting on 20 other NFL teams.
Ooh, okay. I don't know about 20.
Have you seen O-line play in the NFL?
I say 10.
The Continue. Washington Commanders would take TJ Bass
heartbeat. For sure.
Right now. The Browns would. Tell you what, that line that you saw yesterday is better than the entire Cincinnati Bengals O-line.
They're better than anything the Bengals will have
in
the next 3 years.
You know what I'm saying? So, I Dak had a great line as far as not referring to them as backups. And I said this yesterday on the Specs Tailgate show with CA. You need to lock up Clayton Adams like ASAP.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you right now.
He's cooking every week. No CD. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I got a game plan.
The NFL is a what have you done for me lately league, and you're looking at a guy in Clayton Adams who now on two different teams has made, you know, the Cardinals had one of the best run games in the NFL last year, and you're already seeing what he's done with the Dallas Cowboys team. All right, coming up next, probably got a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some of y'all just tuning in after watching the Jaguars. Hey, hats off to them. I do feel some slight, I told you so, because I've been saying that the Jaguars are a good NFL football team. And hey, like I said, they took care of business tonight. Coming up next, though, we'll do a little Fred Lines with Blake
What has LeBron got up his sleeve tomorrow? And Mark Sanchez, not going to say we told you so, but we told you so. Lots to get you. Don't go anywhere.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that. Dylon. Got some getting some traction on the old Twitter sphere here with our boy Kid Muse, who was ready to go to war for Pepe.
He was.
And we had to clarify that this was strictly Fan After Dark producers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Peytons, the Redheaded Baddies, and the Luciuses of the world are in their own category.
Maybe we can get I bet you Sean and RJ would do it. They'd rank them. They don't care.
No, they don't. They don't. But at the same time, like, I mean,
I'd hope they put Pepe at one.
I don't work with Peyton, yeah. Lucius, or now. I honestly, though, of those three, though, I've worked with
Alec,
the redheaded baddie, more than any of those three. By the way, I got to give a quick shout out to Fatty Connie, aka Dan the Transmission Man's mom. She's a fan of the show. Feeling a little under the weather here the last couple days, and so she's going through it a little bit. And so wishing her a speedy get well as she tunes into the program. So we'll see what her PPRs are. Not sure where she stands on the producer rankings, but we'll find out. But shout out to our girl Connie, and get well soon.
And just a little bit of headlines. The Dodgers did take down the Phillies today, so they're up 2-0 in their series.
Man.
On the mound was Blake Snell. He went six innings and allowed one hit, nine strikeouts. And you had, for the Phillies on the bump, you had Jesus Luzardo.
Oh, Jesus.
He went six innings, gave up three hits and two runs. They lose 4-3. The Dodgers up 2-0. You want to guess who drove in the runs? Any guess?
Otani.
Otani did drive in a run. He went 1-5.
How about my boy Tia Oscar Hernandez? I don't know if I'm butchering his name, but
incorrect.
Freddie Freeman,
incorrect. Freddie Freeman,
Mookie Betts,
incorrect.
Kurt Gibson,
incorrect.
Oral Hershiser,
incorrect. The answers we're looking for were
Fernando Valenzuela,
Will Smith, who looks like he came in a pinch,
getting jiggy with it. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Will Smith came in a pinch hitting situation.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
It was 1-0 in the top of the seventh. Smith came in and hit a two-run single. They gave them the bump to go up 3-0, and then they hold on to the lead with our boy was Shohei's. Shohei's was in the he hit the one-run single in the seventh. So they did all their damage in the seventh, and then the Phillies rallied. And
rally time.
One in the eighth, two in the ninth, but not enough. The Blake Snell and Shohei Ohtani led Dodgers take the 2-0 lead. The Padres and Cubs are going at it right now. Padres up 7-3.
Oh, where's Degenerate Jake at?
And like you know, the Cubs
could
are
be a rough week for my boy.
The Cubs are down one in the series to the Padres and the.
I'm just telling you guys right now, if and when my Jayhawks beat Texas Tech on Saturday. Jake's getting dropped out of the power rankings altogether. Okay, I'm just putting that out there right now.
Well, we can go ahead and drop the Chiefs out of the power rankings. They lost 31-28 today. Ouch. The Trevor Lawrence-led Jaguars.
You know, the Cowboys have a better record right now than the Chiefs do.
Yeah, they do. They do. They got less losses.
Fewer.
Shout out to the Jaguars. They are 4-1, taking care of the
South. It's so bizarre because, okay, so here's what the Chiefs have coming up, by the way. Detroit, Vegas, Washington at Buffalo. I mean, three of those four are tough ball games.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the next three are at home, and then you're at Buffalo. So, and then you get the Las Vegas game, you get Rashee Rice back.
Yes.
So.
I know everybody's clamoring for him. My fantasy football team is.
I'm telling you. Who you telling?
I'm 5-0 and I got Rashee Rice on the bench.
Richland Hills, stand up.
What was the LeBron thing that happened today? Everyone's going crazy over.
He said his second decision is tomorrow.
Wow.
That's all he's saying. Another decision.
And he didn't give any inkling?
Nothing.
Nobody leaked or found something?
It is pure speculation at this point. Now, apparently he's got a new movie or show or video game or something like that. Some people are saying that's what it's for, and that because it's look, the overarching backdrop is he's going to announce that this is his final year in the NBA.
Now, it seems like the ticket resellers are on the same thought process.
Oh, look, tickets are going bonkers right now.
And you know, they want to be ahead on it.
Oh,
they don't
you
want
gotta be.
They don't want somebody getting it for cheap. No. So the get-in price, the cheapest ticket for the Lakers' final regular season game against the Utah Jazz,
$1,200,
was $80. I'm just saying what it was before. It was $80.
I'm guessing
$1,200.
That's my guess.
Dylan, you want to take a stab at
the get-in price?
Get-in price. So cheapest price, cheapest ticket.
Nosebleeds.
$1,600.
Both of you guys are shooting a little too high right now, and it might continue to go up.
Oh, you know it's going
to
go up.
And then especially if you were to say this is, then I assume it'll jump in the thousands.
Double. It'll double.
It's at 445 right now.
Oh,
so if you want to get to the last game, Lakers-Jazz, I'm going to look right now. Fred, talk amongst yourselves.
And that's regular season, by the way. Go ahead, Dino.
Tomorrow's also Prime Day, and doesn't LeBron do stuff for the Amazon?
Oh.
What if he's going to announce he's like going to be a broadcaster? Draymond's doing it, and Kyle Lowry are on broadcasting contracts while being on an NBA contract. I could see that being that too.
But then, of course, the question is when, right? Or maybe he's going to say very open-ended, when I'm done, when my playing career is over, I'm going to go to the broadcast booth. And then the next natural follow-up is, well, when's that? And he goes, we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, he made it pretty clear because someone asked him about Bryce, his son, and like wanting to play with him.
Well, apparently he's better than Bronny.
Well, that point aside, he was like asking if he wanted to play with them, and he was like, our timelines don't match up. Like, yeah. He's got another 2-3 years, and me, you know.
Well, no, but my point in saying that he's better than Bronny, I mean, Bronny left after a year.
Yeah.
And wasn't great.
Well, was Bryce still in high school?
No, Bryce is at Arizona.
Oh, he's in Arizona.
He's in Arizona now.
Okay, that game is at home, too, their final game. At Staples. Oh, that. Or at the Crypto Arena.
That.
7:30, April 12th.
Who are they playing?
The Jazz.
That sucks.
They play the Suns, Lakers, Thunder, Mavericks before. Those are their four final games.
Oh, that Mavericks game will be
April 5th.
Hot ticket. That'll be at least 2-3 grand.
It's minimum. It's in Dallas.
Oh, that 1,500 to 2 G's. Easy.
Yeah.
To see LeBron. LeBron's last game in Dallas. I mean, provided unless you saw him in the playoffs, but last regular season game ever. Oh, you ain't getting in for less than 2 G's.
And you're getting Anthony Davis storyline. You're getting Luka storyline.
And don't let both teams be fighting for, you know, top four, top five spots. No, I think now, and again, just saying, I think the Mavericks will be in a better position going into that game in the postseason than the Lakers will be. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. Stranger things have happened.
And then they play Thunder, Warriors, Suns, Jazz. So if you want to get a ticket right now, I'm sure the tickets are literally going up as I'm speaking. $450 was what
was
on it.
As you're talking right now.
What was on it. Okay. What we're all here for, Mark Sanchez. What did he do? We got new reports.
What didn't he do?
We got a little bit more. I believe the Indianapolis police kind of put out a more detailed of what happened to Mark Sanchez. I'll hand the mic over to you. Shout out to Corey Majors. He's sending me this article so we can give you guys a little bit more information on the Mark Sanchez story.
So this is from Pro Football Talk. And, of course, you know, they did a little aggregate journalism, right, pulling from other news outlets and what have you. And, obviously, the Indianapolis folks. And, of course, this all broke Saturday morning, and then, of course, the report from the Indianapolis Metro Police Department came out that afternoon when you and I were on the air, and I said then that something didn't smell right, and, of course, boom, now we know that there's something. There's far more sinister details emerging as a result of this. But so what happened, apparently, and this is according to Pro Football Talk regarding Mark Sanchez.
I do want to say before you even go, Adam Schefter did tweet. He was one of the first person to say it. Adam Schefter tweeted in a now-deleted tweet that Mark Sanchez was stabbed in a robbery and then never corrected himself and then deleted it like the next day and never said anything about it.
Of course he did.
And so that made all us believe initially before the police report that Mark Sanchez got robbed, just like walking down the street, similar to what we saw happen to our boy Skylar Thompson overseas.
Yeah.
And then he got stabbed.
Except Skylar Thompson didn't get stabbed. I think he just got beat up.
Yeah.
And there were scant details as it pertains to that, but you know, and look, maybe so it was before the Raiders and Colts game, so that's already a kind of a crappy assignment. But via the probable cause affidavit supporting the arrest, as explained by Jay Jackson of the Indianapolis Star, the victim was a 69-year-old truck driver who had parked a work box truck at a loading dock to collect used cooking oil from a hotel kitchen. Now, here's the thing, too. There was so much misinformation when this story first came out, because initially it was a DoorDash driver, right? Like, that was some of the first things that came out. Now we know it was a guy that was driving a box truck that was pulling out grease from the hotel kitchen.
Why is Mark Sanchez in the hotel parking lot?
Well, so Bomani Jones said today, and he put this clip out as part of his What's Right or whatever the hell, the Right Time or whatever the hell his show's called, that there's some people alleging that he might have been on dust, Mark Sanchez, that apparently he's doing more than just drinking.
Okay.
Because, I mean, look, you
I don't know why you're just roaming a parking lot. Does it say what time all this happened?
I mean, it happened at night. Let's see. I'll see if there's any I'm sure there's some details.
I think it was after midnight. I think I remember.
I think it was like 12:30 or something like that. So when it went
at 12:30, Mark Sanchez, knowing he has a game the next day, is roaming a hotel parking lot and
fighting grease truck delivery drivers. So the altercation began via the story posted by Michaela Springer of WISHTV.com when Sanchez told the driver that he couldn't stop his truck where it was parked.
So now
he's just being a manager, I guess. I don't know. Of a hotel that he doesn't work at. Sanchez added that he had spoken to the manager of the hotel. Look, part-time color commentator, part-time parking attendant, apparently, as well. The victim said he would call his own manager to figure out what was happening. Fair enough.
Pretty civil.
Mark Sanchez is telling me I can't park here. Just saying. Sanchez then climbed up onto the cab of the truck.
This guy is off the hinges.
He leaned over the driver's seat, and he looked in toward the middle area between the seats. The victim told Sanchez he wasn't allowed inside the truck. Makes sense. Sanchez, who, per the victim, smelled of alcohol and slurred his words, quote, kept repeating that he had spoken to a manager and they did not want bleep to replace the fire oil. The fryer oil. Security footage shows that Sanchez followed the victim as he walked around the truck and attempted to get the attention of a hotel security guard. Sanchez then blocked the victim's effort to get inside the truck. The surveillance footage shows Sanchez shoving the victim backward.
Okay, this guy is off the hinges. This is a wild story.
He was already off the hinges when he jumps on the truck and says you can't park here.
I saw something that said the guy's age. Does it say it in there?
No, he's 69.
69-year-old man.
He's a 69-year-old dude just trying to do his job.
And Mark Sanchez is literally like bullying.
Late 30s. Yeah, he's drunk and on God knows what else. From over the quotes in the article published by the Star, Sanchez was seen throwing the victim against a wall and then to the ground.
Oh my God.
At one point, the victim sprayed Sanchez in the face with pepper spray. From the affidavit, the pepper spray appeared to have an effect on Mr. Sanchez for a moment, but then he wiped his face and then advanced again toward the victim. So just a quick kind of replay of it. So he's been thrown against the wall, pulls out his pepper spray. And look, have you ever been pepper sprayed?
No, but I know. It didn't seem nice.
It's not fun. All right. And the only reason I know this is because when we're in the military, they spray you with this gas. And so, I mean, for him to just be like, oh, here, like he's wiping his face after a run and then attacks the guy again. Yeah, you're on something.
He had to be seeing red.
He's on more than just booze. I'm just telling you that right now. We need to do a drug test. Anywho. And fair enough.
69 years old. Yeah. This is not another 30-year-old that he's trying to do a bar fight.
Meanwhile, this guy's over here acting like a psychopath. The victim then became fearful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, that Sanchez would kill him.
Probably.
He reached for his knife and stabbed Sanchez two or three times in the chest. Sanchez reacted with a look of shock and left the scene.
So he just walks off. He goes, "Did you just stab me?"
Okay. For his part, Sanchez told police he didn't recall what happened after grabbing for a window. He said while being interviewed in the hospital that he didn't know who had stabbed him or where it had happened. Sanchez, who was hospitalized with critical injuries, was arrested on three misdemeanors, battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. The victim was not arrested. Saturday's statement from the Indianapolis Police Department emphasized that the ultimate decision as to whether Sanchez will face formal charges will be made by the prosecutor's office.
What, that's one way to ruin your career. Right, how much jail time we think he's getting?
They said max would be like 1 to 6 years. I mean, he's got no previous record. So, look, here's what's going to happen. He's going to do a – there's probably going to be a civil trial. All right? He's going to get sued, so this is going to cost him something. He has no previous record. He's going to get some sort of probation, supervised release, that sort of thing. And then we're going to find that he's got an alcohol problem. He's going to go to rehab.
I think you're pretty spot on.
I mean, that's what's
not
happen.
He's got
a drug problem too. Because I'm sorry, but
we've
all been drunk. All been drunk. We've never. I mean, and maybe some people have tried to fight people in box trucks. I don't know,
over grease in a parking lot.
But you're twisted. You're turned. So you're not.
And then the pepper spray hits you, and it doesn't sober you up. And he's like, "Okay, let's go for real."
That's how we're gonna.
You want to go like that? 69-year-old.
So,
that's messed up.
And he got worked over pretty good too. All right, final segment of the program. You know what? We have neglected your text messages. Let's read some text messages tonight and send you home next.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Game two of the WNBA Finals is going on tonight. Las Vegas with a 12-point lead over the Phoenix Mercury, 51-39. 7 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
This is diabolical.
The WNBA doesn't care.
I mean, this game is on like it's a random NBA League Pass Chicago Bulls versus Hornets game on a Monday night at 11.
Let's go ahead and put game two of our finals after Monday Night Football.
And you had playoff baseball going on. It's still going on. And I do want to correct myself. I said the Padres. I meant the Brewers.
You know what? And I went along with it, too. So we're both guilty. Because I went
Padres
right along with it and decided I wanted to talk smack on Degenerate Jake. So shame on me.
Now, you brought up a great point that we haven't read that many text messages. Just because we've been so locked in. 3 hour show. We got a lot of stuff.
3 hours. Look, we put a lot of information. And, look, my team was on tonight. We lost.
Want a lot of downtime. Want a lot of just.
No, this has been an action-packed show. We did our first ever PPR, the producer power rankings. We told you, kind of recapped where our predictions were at the start of the year, which I think we feel pretty good about for the most part. And we were pretty much on target in most cases as to how things have shook out so far for the NFL season. So,
you know, it's been that kind of day. Mavs started preseason tonight, which I was telling you during the break. I think a lot of people, I don't want to be that guy that says, I told you so. But sometimes you have to be the guy that says, I told you so. And I think you and I are going to have to be the guys that said, I told you so, when this team is one of the best teams. And I'm talking about the Dallas Mavericks. When the Dallas Mavericks are one of the best teams in the Western Conference.
I'm not even talking record-wise. I'm just saying how they look and what they're going to do in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Because
no,
record-wise,
right now,
I don't know. I don't expect them to be a top three team as far as regular season standings. I don't personally see them.
I think they'll be top three or four, 100%.
I think they're,
guys, hate to be that guy, but game two was yesterday, the WNBA Finals.
Oh, this is a replay?
I guess you're just watching a rerun.
Why doesn't it say replay then?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Shame on me for not knowing that. But shame on the NBA broadcasting. TV. If you're showing a replay, it needs to say, because every NBA game has
the fact that we had no idea, though. I mean, it still goes on.
That's why I said shame on me first.
Well, not to mention, too, though, so you mean to tell me that you played game two of the WNBA Finals on NFL Sunday?
Apparently.
So, what, we were supposed to tune into this instead of Patriots and Bills?
Turn it off. Who cares about Drake May taking down Josh Allen?
I mean, it's a bad look either way.
Shout out to Stephon Diggs.
Dude, Stephon Diggs.
I called the revenge game
yesterday. Stephon Diggs went off yesterday.
Okay, I'm just going to read the text. We're going to read the text.
Yeah,
we
read some text.
Relax, AD will get hurt by Christmas.
And you know what? You're not wrong for saying that.
972, y'all are watching a replay.
Wow.
214, Cooper is legit.
Damn right he is.
972.
Raise your hand if you said that before he got drafted.
You did say that. 972, game two was yesterday, guys. 214.
A lot of that.
What a great Mavs game. 214, CTE, question mark. Mark Sanchez. 469, because the next text is, where was Mark drinking? Maybe he was drugged. Do we want to give that any possibility? Maybe somebody drugged him.
Yeah, they played yesterday at 7 o'clock. Oh, wait, never mind. That was October. Hold on. It was like 7 o'clock or something when they played.
Are you talking about WNBA?
Are you going back to the WNBA stuff?
Yeah, I can't even find what time they play.
It's not even public knowledge.
Are we sure this game even happened? Are we sure this is an AI?
It's just Sora. It's just new AI
what's
videos.
What's going on here?
Okay, but how much credence would you give that before I move on?
That he got drugged?
It's the first time I've seen someone say that.
Yeah, that he put in the glass himself.
469, Mark was upset that the guy backed up his truck like Fred Durst.
Okay, see? Doing too much.
860, ironically, that's the only job he's going to be able to have next. He might as well go back to the hotel and apply. I mean, I don't know if you saw me here last weekend.
I am great at deterring traffic.
806, there was a report that Sanchez was doing wind sprints in the alley before confronting the guy.
Yeah, no, I read that too. I saw that too. Now, it's going to be hard to, because again, we also saw or read that, again, that there was a DoorDasher that he beat up first. So who knows, man? There's a lot of, I mean, I think we're now starting to narrow things down, but I'm just curious as to whether or not there might be more to this, or unless he just got really drunk and blacked out.
Bad. That you're trying to beat up the 7-year-old worker who's trying to move grease.
I mean, again.
And it's late at night, too. It's not like it's the middle of the day and he's trying to get to some meeting or something. It's the middle of the night. He picked the fight.
See, that's the thing that.
You would think the broadcaster would be in his bed studying, or just be in his bed and/or studying, not roaming the parking lot looking for box truck workers.
And I don't think he was looking. I mean, look, he was drunk and he was out. And I mean, look, as somebody who you used to black out, I mean, I don't know how often you guys have blacked out, but I used to.
Once or twice, but.
No, I used to do it quite a bit. And you'd sit there the next day and be horrified at what people told you you did.
You stabbed
now, I never
a guy.
No, I never fought or stabbed anybody or got stabbed. But I just, I feel like there's going to be more details that come out far as Mark Sanchez is concerned. And at the end of the day, look, you hope, you know, the 69-year-old dude, you hope he's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's in the hospital and he's going to make a full recovery. And you just hope that Mark Sanchez gets whatever helps he needs, because clearly he has a problem, because this is not an isolated incident. This dude's been doing some wacky stuff for a while is my guess.
214, Padres is crazy.
That is crazy.
469, yes, Chiefs lose. Now we get pouty Fred.
I wasn't pouty. I was irritated about how the game played out.
Someone said, I mean,
who gets happy? Who's happy after a Cowboys loss? Nah. Raise your hand.
Exactly. 682, when did Blake become a Jags fan, or is it just to piss Fred off? The latter.
I mean, we already know what that is. You already know what the answer is.
Everybody texting in Jags when they got the touchdown. 469, good show, fellas.
Thanks.
Do all the producers. 806, which one said that his stepmom used to lick him? I vote him.
That's Trevor.
That's Trevor.
That's Trevor. So that's two votes for Trevor getting licked on.
469, anybody named Jake has a good stock with me, even though he will always be number two to Jake the Tank Reitma.
Wow. Okay. So do we think Jake is texting in as himself? Check that number and make sure that's not Jake Reitma.
682, just left the Dickies game. Not a fan of either team, but as a Fort Worthian, it was nice for my city to feel major sports town on its own for a night. I think that's
love
a good
it.
Point.
Love
I don't know if you saw over the weekend, there was a shooting.
Shooting? You mean there was probably, I mean, look, 10 people were killed over the weekend.
Yeah, it was bad. Stay safe outside. That's another, when y'all asked how my weekend was, young Blake would be like, let's go to Stockyards, go to 7th Street, let's go to Deep Ellum.
Yeah.
And I still, you know, every once in a while I want to go to this place and still be young and social. But it's definitely not my first choice anymore. And I didn't do it this weekend. And one of the deadliest weekends as far as shootings going at a club. I saw it, I think, at Black Tap. The one by...
Yes, there was a shooting there. A dude shot his girlfriend.
Yes. The hostess.
Yes.
We
just walked by there last week for Mavs Media Day.
We walked right by there.
Because I remember specifically walking by it in my trance that I was in, because I didn't feel good at all. And I remember walking, bebopping around, because that's the first time I'd been down there since I've been in DFW.
We got to go more. 469, I thought this list was the best Ross's.
I mean, there's only two that I know of.
901.
Well, three if you count the dude from Friends.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of the guy from Friends. What's the other Ross?
Well, Ross Lubinsky and then Ross Dress for Less.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Course.
Can't forget Dress for Less.
Hello.
901, someone needs
Ross
to
Ross Lubinsky is number one on that list. Make no mistake.
I don't know. I did work for its affiliate store, Dress for Less. So.
Yeah, we know. Your buddy's mom was pumping you full of hours. So I'll leave it alone.
901, someone needs to buy all the Joe's Crab Shacks, keep the name, and turn them into nautical-themed strip clubs.
What a text. I don't know that anybody wants to go to a strip club named Joe's Crab Shack. Okay? I'm just spitballing here, boys. Okay?
You want to go to the Crab Shack tonight and see some girls?
See some girls? Do I need to get sprayed down first? Is there a...
You got to sign a waiver.
Can they give you a shot when you walk in? Like, how's that going to work? No, I don't.
If you work at Ross, should you be allowed to shoot your shot at the most beautiful girl you've ever seen? I used to work at Ross back in the day, and that's also a fatty for the story I gave, Face for Content. I hope I see her again.
You've been at the gym since.
Went to the gym this morning.
Still haven't seen her.
I saw her Instagram story. She was there very early in the morning, before I was even awake.
Yeah.
So, missed my chance.
Well, I mean, you're here's the thing. You're going to get another shot. All know that. You're going to see her again at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The question that's on the minds of Tolos and Fatties across the world is...
With the redemption story. Yep.
Because because you got clowned on a little bit yesterday.
I did.
For that comment.
I'm gonna make a bounce back.
Mama Kim.
Yeah.
Laughed at you for said comment.
I'm gonna make a bounce back. 469. Dylon will move up my rankings if his name is spelled Dylan. If not, he drops like the University of Texas. Well, his name is spelled like Dylan. But we call him
D-Y-L-A-N.
Yeah, D-Y-L-A-N.
Yes. Yeah. 806, no shade meant to any of the other candidates. Uh-oh. But Lucius has been dominating the producer game since Blake was in diapers. Dylan is a damn good one, though.
Well, and we need to clarify this, and maybe you just caught the first part of it. We made it clear that we were just doing this for Fan After Dark producers. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, is at the top of the producer hierarchy here at 105 Through the Fan. I mean, yes, it is Lucius Alexander. So let's make that very, very clear. But we are Fan After Dark, and we work. We have a different.
I'm telling you, Lucius is putting in the work. He's sweating back here, doing so much.
That's it.
Working
and
hard,
like sweating, literally, because it is hot back here.
It is hot back here too. Yes, very hot.
Yeah, you guys need to do something about that. But you know what? Doesn't matter because we're not here much longer. We are going to be at a new location. What are we? 3 weeks away from this thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time, and we'll give you the 411 when that goes down. But we're just a few weeks away from
the latest
moving
I've heard
to the
is
new
we don't have a date yet.
What's that?
We don't have a date yet, supposedly.
You don't. I do.
Oh, maybe Fred does.
I'll share with you off the air. That's right. That's right.
Maybe
someone said Rick Ross as far as Rosses go.
I'm a big fan
of Jim Ross.
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Oh, gotta love Bob Ross and the Happy Trees.
Happy Trees.
Diana Ross?
Diana Ross. She's a singer. Did you say Deanna? Okay, you're done. You're done for the day. Okay. You know what? Great stuff.
Shout out to Deanna.
Great stuff from whatever school district Blake went to, because obviously that didn't work. Shout out to Dylon. Trevor, great stuff from you as always. For Blake Elliott, I'm Fred Davis. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night. God bless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.